Yeah.
He's in my car.
Roll the window down. Which side is he? Passenger side, driver's side? Hey, I'm Sergeant Anderson. You asked to speak to a supervisor?
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
So basically, they're telling me that I'm being charged with fraud with a duplicated check.
Yes.
And the check, that is the only check that has been given to me. I have not gone anywhere else and tried to cash the check, a duplicated check.
Okay.
I haven't done anything, sir.
Who gave you the check?
America's Johnson.
Who's that?
He is the person who got the auto loan. So he has to get approved for the loan. He has to go into the bank and sign off on the loan. This check is fully verifiable.
Who's America's Johnson to you?
He's my friend.
Why are you going to... Is it the check in your name or his name?
It's in my name. It's payable to me. So basically...
He wrote you a check?
No, he didn't write the check. He got it from the bank. So basically, you can get an auto loan from the bank and you can turn it into an individual seller auto loan. So basically, you don't even have to have the car.
So he goes to a bank, gets a check made out to you from a bank.
You got the loan from Navy Federal. You got approved for the loan, and you issue a check. So that check right there, in the possession that I had, was utmost in the battle check. That's the only check that I've had.
So why do you have the check?
I have the check because he wrote it out to me.
Why did he write it out to you?
So we can basically, I cash it, and we split the funds.
Why were you going to split the funds?
Because he got an auto loan check off his credit. So basically, he's just liquidating credit. That's it.
Where's the car at?
Liquidating credit. No one has the car, sir. No one's taking the car. No one's stealing the car.
So how did he get a loan on a car?
So basically, he applied for Navy Federal. There is nowhere on there that you have to have this car. There is nowhere on there that they're making you put this check toward this car.
Okay.
There is nowhere on there, sir.
So is it like an equity line on the car?
It's not off the car. It's basically he went to them, requested, hey, look, this is the case. I'm asking for $21,000,
uh-huh,
off my credit,
uh-huh,
for you guys to give me a check. And literally, I can go cash the check myself. He cannot deposit it in his account. I could have done.
Well, what collateral did he use for the $21,000?
His credit. It's his credit. He's opened the account, the personal loan,
uh-huh,
on his account. It's really open on his account.
So it's a personal loan for $21,000.
Yes, sir.
And he's offered to split the proceeds with you.
Yes.
Awful shady to me.
All I have to do is cash it, sir.
That sounds awful shady. Why is he offering to split it with you?
All it is liquidating.
Why is he offering to split it with you?
Because we're liquidating the credit, sir. That's all. There's nothing illegal about it, sir.
So basically, he's getting a personal loan that he ain't intending to pay back, basically, is what you're telling me.
No, he's paying it back.
Okay.
He has to pay it back.
So why is he giving you half the funds?
Make his credit work.
Why is he giving you half the funds?
Because I helped him build his credit, sir.
So he's giving you how much?
Half.
Half of what?
The $20,000.
So he's giving you 10 grand?
Yes, sir. His credit was at a 500. I helped him build his credit, sir.
All right. Well, you still might be going to jail. Sounds awful shady to me.
Sir,
so hang tight. Let me look into it.
Please, sir.
Yeah.
Because they have yet. I walked in the bank. I didn't run the check. I didn't say I'm cashing this check.
Did you present it?
I have the car.
Did you present it?
I handed them the check, sir.
Well, that's bad news at BlackRock if you present the check.
I'm not lying to you.
All right.
But that check is valid. It's a valid check. It's not a duplicate. It hasn't been trying to be
I don't think there's a question of the validity of the check. Mm-hmm. I think there's a question of as to how this whole check came to be.
Exactly.
Is the problem.
Exactly.
And I think that's shady.
Exactly.
You agree with me? It's kind of shady how the whole funding process...
On their end, there is no them making you have to have this app going towards a car. There is no on their end.
Right. But on your end, there's some shadiness on your end.
No, there's no shadiness on my end.
All right. Well, let me figure out what's going on, okay?
Please, sir.
All right. Roll the window back up. VIN number of the car?
Yeah, he has it. Because what's funny is that a manager at another branch reached out to him.
Who's the check made out to?
The check is made out to him and a...
American.
Yeah, that's what he says, American or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Has he been Mirandized yet or anything?
I Mirandized him.
Oh, did he invoke?
He said he wanted a lawyer and then kept talking. So
this right here is...
Hey, whose car is this that you were getting a loan on?
It's a sellable car. That car is for sale. There's nothing showing that we're not getting that car. We have 90 days to send the bank title to the car. There's nothing showing.
So who's the owner of the car?
There's nothing showing. It's from a dealership. They're selling the car. We can literally both.
That car has got a person's name attached to it. It's registered to an individual.
Yeah, it's for sale. That car is for sale.
What dealership has it?
That car is for sale.
What dealership does it have?
It was out of, if I'm not mistaken, it was from a dealership on somewhere around Miami, if I'm not mistaken. It's all in my phone. The dealership who has it, and we literally could go to them with $10,000 to get the car.
Well, you're still under arrest, and you're still going to jail. We're just going to give economics a call and figure out the appropriate charge, because this whole thing is shady. Okay? All right.
Sir.
What? Nothing I can do. Absolutely nothing I can do. The handcuffs are staying on.
I have not done anything, sir. That car is a sellable car. That car is not someone's car who's not selling that car, sir.
Well,
I have not done anything. He has 90 days to give Navy Federal the title to the car. No one said we have to have the title.
That's between you and your attorney to solve. All right.
He was charged with uttering a forged check, but the state attorney's office declined to prosecute. The case was dropped,